be deceived by it. You have not seen the deceiving one. For as our nerves is indeed an enemy.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel Today inshallah we are also going to discuss one topic in this discussion inshallah And that topic is malice, hatred towards your fellow Muslim brother, towards your fellow Muslim sister. First and foremost, let us hear the benefits of reciting salawat upon the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. It is mentioned that Shaykh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Muhammad Ilyas Qadri Rizvi Ziyai, Allah Tabarak to grant him a long life and good health. And he quotes a hadith mubarakah in which mine and yours and the universal beloved Rasul Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that decorate your mahfils, your gatherings by reciting salawat upon me, reciting durood upon me. Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that durood, that salawat recited in my favor will be a noor for us on Qiyamah inshaAllah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatam wa salam alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulullah. Today, Mawlana, we are going to discuss that topic about hatred, malice. And it's a sickness. And unfortunately, majority of us are involved in this sickness. An internal disease, which when it explodes, it builds up. When it explodes, it causes a lot of damages. Families are broken up from each other because of malice, because of hatred. Fathers with their children, mothers with their daughter, brothers with their sisters. Sometimes it goes on for years. Due to certain points, they build up the hatred in their hearts for that person, that personality. So they stay away from each other. And staying away from each other, some of them, they continue for years, sometimes tens of years, 20 of years, sometimes the whole lifetime. This hatred, this malice that builds up in their hearts, in the system against their fellow Muslim brother and fellow Muslim sister. Even husband and wife, Yes, viewers of Malaysia, even husband and wife build up malice, hatred for each other. And this is why today we get so much of destruction when it comes to the marriage situation. Husband is giving the talaq to the wife and marriage destroyed, children are destroyed. Lot of issues. This actually, hatred is an atomic bomb. I'm finding a word because it's creating destruction amongst the family, amongst the friends. It's a real disease, internal disease.
Families have been destroyed.
Yes.
Homes have been destroyed. Relationships have been destroyed. You know, relationships which have lasted for 50 years, 70 years, staying with each other, it has reached a time where they cannot see eye to eye anymore. So much of hatred, so much of nafrat, so much of anger. Allahu Akbar. Sometimes it makes you majboor and, you know, you are forced to believe this, that how is it possible? How is this possible that person who used to share the same plate with his spouse? Take for example, it could be between brothers, it could be between, you know, spouses, between sisters, between friends. Same people used to, you know, share the house together, share the plates together, eat together, always be with each other. Today they are unable to see eye to eye.
And the amazing thing is that, you know, the shocking part is, you know, they say hate for the pleasure of Allah and love for the pleasure of Allah. Right? Oh. But you know, when a person says, I hate that person. I mean, if he gives you an example, I hate, if he just mentioned the name, for example, Zayd. You're like, Zayd? I hate Zayd. I don't like him. I hate him. I will kill him. I will do so many things with him. So you build up the hatred for your fellow Muslim brother. He's also going to the masjid. You also going to the masjid. He's giving zakat. You giving zakat. He's going for Hajj if Allah wills. You also going for Hajj if Allah wills. And etc. etc. You doing good deeds. He's doing good deeds. He's giving charity. You giving charity. But when you say you hate your fellow Muslim brother,
Allah,
and then when you meet him, You won't tell him, look, you're telling me, okay, Maulana, I hate that guy. Okay, I hate that guy. But when you meet him, you don't say that. You say, Assalamu alaikum.
Allah.
Rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace be upon you, making dua. What a hypocrisy.
Allahu Akbar.
You hate him because of ABC reasons. But when you see him, you make the salam. And then you go again, you start your stories again between your friends and your families and your neighbors that, you know, he's like this, I hate him, and this is the reason why I hate him. And you build up the reason in yourself, in your in-depth of yourself, and wishing that if I tell, A tells B, that these are the problems of this person, that B will also be the, build up the hatred, and you're hoping that B will go tell C, and C will also build up the hatred, and you're hoping that C will go tell D, and D will also build up the hatred. You're wishing that the whole world will hate him. It doesn't work like that.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar.
I mean, definitely doesn't
really
work like
really that. This is amazing. How can this happen? I mean, how can a Muslim who recites La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, how can a Muslim who recites the Holy Quran, who is the lover of the Sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, have this quality in him? Huh? So inshallah, dear viewers, and this is Madani channel, as we are discussing today about hatred, malice, revenge, anger, all these are connected to one source. And inshallah, as we go along today, we should first learn, what does malice stand for?
Allah.
What does malice stand for? So from the books, alhamdulillah, it is mentioned by the great ulama, to hold enmity in your heart, to hold enmity in your heart and expressing it when you get a chance is called malice. You have enmity in your heart, you have hatred in your heart for somebody, and the moment you got a chance, you let go of what's in your heart to that person or to somebody else.
And they let go like an atom bomb. I have to mention, like a bomb. People explode when they see the person that they hate most coming in front of them.
Allahu Akbar.
You'll see,
Allah,
like, you know, if you're in a marketplace or all of the, hey, you get out, you stupid. The people are wondering, what's happening? Yeah, I said, this bagel, this stupid person, he's like this, he's like that.
Allahu
so you try to create a. When you get a chance, you see, when you hate somebody, you build up shaitan is the key player for the hatred. He's the one that keeps giving the injection to us. And when you get a chance in a public place or in a family function or somewhere, like, no, I have to. Because the person who is the hater and the person who becomes the hated one, they when they meet each other, the hater wants to ensure that he disgraces him.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
He shows that, you know, people, that this person is wrong. He tries to prove himself wherever he goes that this person is wrong. This is why I hate him. And actually, it's a sickness, actually.
Indeed. Hujjatul Islam, Sayyiduna Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali, alayhi rahmatullahi al-wali, has defined malice in these words. Malice signifies that one in his heart regards someone else as a burden.
Allah.
In his heart he regards someone else as a burden and he bears hatred, enmity and grudges against him. And such feelings remains constant in his heart forever.
So malice,
that person is a burden to him.
Yes.
He doesn't like that person, for whatever reason. And he always feels, you know, you're a burden to me. I don't like you. But he doesn't say it to him.
Oh.
He's got malice in his heart. And then when he gets a chance, he also lets it go. He takes it out in style. Yeah. He takes it out from his heart, whether it can be 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. So regarding this, subhanAllah, what we need to learn today is, regarding this, which we have just learned now, summary of your hadith, إِنَّ النَّمِيمَةَ وَالْحِقْدَ فِي النَّارِ لَا يَجْتَمِعَانِ فِي قَلْبِ مُسْلِمٍ. Allah, Allah, Allah. Look at the saying of our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He says, verily, backbiting and bearing malice are the deeds of hell. These things
leads to
hell, and these two qualities can never ever be in a Muslim. Allah, Allah, Allah. Then think for a moment. Whose kalima are we reciting? We recite the Quran Pak, we cleanse our hearts, our minds, we're reciting it, we're performing our salah. But why is there no change in our lives? Why are we still the same people? Why are we not coming into the practical world? Following the Sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why is it only lip service? We make intentions over and again, over and again, over and again. But, you know, instead of looking at others, as we say, we are very quick to point fingers to others. But as a very famous saying goes, that the moment you point your finger to somebody else, three are facing you.
Munana?
Yes.
You know, I was in the police department.
Ji.
And one day, I received a call. Somebody was stabbed. a group of youngsters got together and they stabbed another youngster. Mm-hmm. So when I was the first police officer on the scene, when I reached there, I saw a youngster lying on the floor in a pool of blood and groups of youngsters standing around.
Allah.
And after some while, we realized that he passed away.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi
rajiun, a Muslim youngster. And the youngsters that stabbed him, they were also Muslim.
Allahu Akbar.
So, viewers of Madinah, after some time after the, you know, the case was going on in the court and arrest and interviews with the, you know, with the suspects, can you believe it? What was the cause of the destruction on the end of this youngster? Malice and grudge. You know, they targeted, hatred, it's a thing that builds up within the heart. It builds up, you show your expression on your face, you show your body expressions, your hands, your legs, your expression on your face. People can see that you won't want to go next to you because they know this guy hates me. I don't go near him because he hates me, he has malice for me, and he has a grudge against me. So what these youngsters did, look how Shaitan, Azazil, Iblis, the accursed, how he played with their minds. They had an argument one day. And because of the argument, two Muslim brothers had an argument. Two youngsters. Each one swore each other's mother. Bad, bad words. Hmm. So the one told him, the one who was more powerful in his words and his tone, he said, "You, I will never let you live in this world. I'll never let you live."
Allah said
that many years ago. 4 to 5 years ago. And one day, they plotted and planned and they were just filling petrol at the petrol station. And they said, "There's this guy. There's our chance. He's also in the same shop." And as he comes out of the shop, they start, all come together, say, "Remember the day? You remember?" And they start busting him up.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
And while busting him up, one of them took the knife and they stabbed him several times. And they killed their fellow Muslim brother.
Allahu Akbar.
Why? Because of malice. Because of hatred. Because of grudge.
I mean, look at the...
I'll give you one example. I'm sure Maulana,
hundreds of examples, definitely. I mean, look at what it boils down to. Murder.
Yeah.
Such a big sin. It is for this reason ulama have mentioned that some sins are apparent. For example, stealing, murdering, gambling, drinking. These are those sins, dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, which are apparent. But in comparatively, if you have to search, you will find that there are other sins which are concealed. From amongst them, number one is malice. Number two is hatred. Regret. Revenge. All these are those sins and qualities which are connected to the qalb, the heart of a person. The ones which are apparent can be caught same time. But the one which is in the inside story, no one knows. So if you want to overcome this, what is the treatment? The treatment is this, that we should start to focus in the inner side of our bodies. Instead of picking on others, I feel this is the starting point, that we should open our buttons, you know, peep into our hearts and see what faults we have first. The moment we rectify ourselves first, that's the time, inshallah, when you remove the inside, when you clean. You know, it's so natural. How can you clean your yard when your house is dirty? If there's filth in your yard, you will only remove the filth from the yard when you clean the house inside. Our situation is this, that our souls are dirty. Our heart is dirty. Nabi Prophet had mentioned in many hadiths that when a Muslim, when a person commits a sin, a black spot is placed on his heart. And the spot starts to increase, it grows in size. The more sins he makes, the more guna he makes excessively, the more bigger this dot becomes. To this extent that one day his whole heart turns black.
Astaghfirullah.
Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our major and minor sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability and tawfiq to become pious Muslims. So the solution is this, Aslam Bhai, as we are just talking about malice and hatred, that those sins which are apparent can come right if the inner, the spiritual part comes right. Because the action can only be done if the revenge was not there in the heart. I mean, in other words, the revenge only taken place because that sin started from the heart. As you said before this as well, from the mind, from the eye to the mind, from the mind to the heart, and then it goes to the tongue and explodes and causes problems. So every relationship, whether it's between spouses, whether it's between brothers, oh, that one took that one's business, my father gave him more share than me, and I never get this, I never get that.
And they curse each
brothers,
other.
Brothers, they curse each other. They take oath that they're never going to speak to each other. Brothers,
you know,
blood brothers, Allah
Akbar. Even more on such an extent that they use this type of sentence. Oh, he's a kafir.
Allahu.
No, he's a shaitan. That one. They use these type of words, which is possible to take them out of the fold of Islam.
Allahu Akbar.
Actually, you're calling people kafir, but Allah you are in trouble.
Allahu Akbar.
So these type of sentences, why? Actually, it only builds up because there's an exploding point. Your hatred builds up to a certain level. Your malice, your grudge builds up to a certain level, and when it builds up to a certain level, it explodes. And when it explodes, we are looking for trouble. This is why today families are broken. You know, the money is one issue, wealth is another issue, family love is another issue. Each thing adds up, and this disease starts building up. People hate each other because he got more wealth than me, or maybe the shares was not divided equally. Brother got more than me, or father never see towards me, or he robbed me and she robbed me, and continues your whole life is gone 30 years, 40 years. It's happening like that. 30 to 40 years, sometimes guys, lives are going on, and the hatred is still there.
Imagine.
Such a sickness.
Family people. Relationship. So, the thing is that, as Muslims, we all want our du'as to be accepted. Hum sab chahte hain. Ya Allah, grant me barakah in my business. Ya Rabbi Kareem, grant me pious awlad. Ya Allah. You know, we even run to ulamas. We even run to the pious people to give us ta'weez. But you're asking for du'a. Ask yourself this question, that are my du'as being accepted? Will it be accepted? Am I purified? Am I clean for my du'as to be accepted? You know, there are stages and steps for everything. Allahu Akbar. It is for this reason, a great personality in Islam, Sayyidina Fiqh Abu Layth Samarqandi, alayhi rahmatullahi al-qawi, has said, there are three persons whose du'as are not answered. Three people. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, listen to this wonderful narration and make du'a that we are not from amongst those three people. The first one. The first person who eats haram. The first person who eats haram, anything which is haram and forbidden in Islam, it goes down his throat and become part of his blood, part of his body. His du'as will never be accepted. Number two, the one who backbites. Ghibat. You know, backbiting is such a common disease these days here. It's part of the society. And the third one, that person bearing malice or jealousy in his heart for the next Muslim brother. Allahu Akbar. So these are the people, the one who eats haram, the one who backbites, and the one who has malice and hatred and jealousy in his heart for the next Muslim brother. Allahu Akbar. So dua is the best medium of communication with our Rabb, Allah Azza wa Jal. And if we are not going to communicate with him, then how will things come right in our lives? So if you want your dua to be accepted, if we have these three viruses within us today, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, make a firm intention, not later, not whilst we're going to wait for this wonderful silsila on Madani Channel to end. No! The time is now, dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel. Make a firm intention, Ya Rabbi Kareem. At this moment, ya, all those who have done wrong to me, for your pleasure, for your sake, Ya Allah, I have forgiven them. You know, Aslam Bhai, it is so natural that when we do wrong to others, a criminal who committed any crime, when he's standing in the court, he wants the judge to forgive him. He wants to be forgiven, he wants to be pardoned. You know what? Okay, we give you a second chance. On the day of Qiyamah, how do we as insan and human beings expect forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal whilst in the dunya we cannot give forgiveness to our relatives and family members? No? If you forgive in the dunya, then Allah will also forgive.
And Amilu Sunud, mashallah,
Allah.
You know, he sets the highest standards, mashallah.
Allahu Akbar.
You know, in the lifetime of Amin al-Sunnah Shaykh al-Tariqat, Allah Ta'ala grant him a long life and good health.
Ji.
There were a lot of, you know, incidents we heard about people who had malice against Amin al-Sunnah. And practically, he shows the example.
Ji.
You know, the whole idea is to forgive.
Ji.
Because if you know that person hates you, he got malice against you, he's jealous of you, he wants to grudge you, he got a grudge against you, Amin al-Sunnah, he hits the nail on the head. And what he does, first and foremost, he humbles himself.
Subhanallah.
I mean, he humbles himself.
How, for example?
You know, he would go up to the person and he would, although the person would not tell him his problem,
right.
Even if he hear via, that certain person,
Jee.
He goes practically to the person's door, knock at his door, keeps his gaze lowered, goes there, humbles himself, asks for forgiveness, and the person who has that malice and hatred, he bursts out in tears, cannot believe that this person in personality, such great personality of the world will come to my door, and I come to my house, I got hated for him,
Allah
I got
Allah
malice
Allah
for him,
Allah.
I'm backbiting against him, I'm tailbiting about him, I'm talking bad about him, I'm spreading rumors about him, and yet he's knocking at my door and asking for forgiveness.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
These are the real emulation of the time of Sahaba Ikram Ali Midwan, of course, and the emulation of our none other than our universal beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala. So, in Dawud Islam Mahal, Bapa puts in practice first these type of things, and he wants us to follow.
SubhanAllah, even in his Wasiyat Nama,
yes,
we have read that Bapa Jan has, in writing, he has said that, even if the person who had did wrong to me is caught, I had forgiven him. I had forgiven him, and I request my family members also to not take revenge with any person who had did wrong to me in the dunya. I mean, to what extent? Look at the extent of tolerance as well as forgiveness he's got, because he expects forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, that through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadqa of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, we will be admitted into Jannah, subhanallah. But at the same time, we have all these expectations, so high hopes, but in the dunya, we can't follow these commands of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I mean, the only way we can change Dear Views and Lessons of Madani Channel, that our children, our youth, what they will do tomorrow is what they are seeing today. They can see father and mother talking on the table, dinner time, the family is together, and there's gossip going around.
About that person?
Oh, that one day, the business partner, he did this deal with me. Or that bank manager, he does not want to grant me an extension on my overdraft. I will catch him then. Children are listening. Children are seeing and they are catching up. Oh, this is how things are happening. Okay.
And
these are the terminologies used.
This is how things are supposed to be.
Exactly. And prior to this, we have spoken about vulgar languages. It starts from there, because the anger will bring those words on your tongue which not supposed to be mentioned amongst the family people. Within them, in front of them. Allah, they are picking up these things here. The time when they were supposed to learn how to recite the Holy Quran, the first thing they are learning how to speak vulgar languages, bad sentences, swearing, fighting, ghiba, tail-chelling, how to take revenge, like this, like that, like that, like this, Allahu Akbar. And then, when that child is matured, he's big enough, he goes to school, he learned everything before, okay, this is how my father did it, this is how I will do it, in school as well. It's for this reason, they are kicked out from school, chased away, complaints is coming.
I think if we, as you're talking, if we pose this question to viewers of Madani Channel now,
yes,
the same in the same direction that viewers of Madani Channel, maybe if Allah wills, when this program is being viewed, we're hopeful that millions of viewers will be watching throughout the world. I'm asking the question. Question is for you, and question is also for me. Check. As you are seated, every family, we are challenging you, every person that is watching Madani Channel. You have malice and hatred for somebody? Do you have hated for your fellow Muslim brother and sister? Is it for your own nafs or for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? That is the question. I'm not saying hatred must not be there. Hatred is there. But hated for Allah Azza wa Jal and love for Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Yes, if you got that, then we're heading in the right direction. But think, viewers of Manishan, as you're sitting and watching this silsila now, myself and Mona Tabriz, we're discussing, they are definitely family problems. You know, your family have the problems. My family have the problems, their family have the problems, his family has the problems, your neighbors have the problem, your city, friends and families also got the problems. This problem, key destruction to the ummah of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam and the families is hatred. You need to take on, you need to remove it. Take it totally out of the heart. You got to ask yourself, and you can answer that openly, that, oh, sorry, Aslam bhai, I'm sorry, I'm alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, I am ashiqi rasul, love of the beloved Rasul alayhi sallam, I love for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla, and I hate for the sake of Allah azza wa jalla. None of my family members, my beloved, my mother, my father, my brother, my sister, I ever show hatred or enmity or malice or jealousy towards any of them. Then alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, you are in the right path. But majority of us are in trouble, Mawlana.
Allahu Akbar.
Really be in trouble.
So imagine, whilst you are talking, this thought came to my mind, that if this is for a normal Muslim, and you will find in the summary of the hadith that Nabi Prophet said, a Muslim to another Muslim is like a building. that one portion is holding the other portion strong and firm for it not to collapse. But chalo, this is for another Muslim. What about those Muslims who have malice and hatred for the beloved companions of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If this is the situation, that du'as won't be accepted, there's azab, there's torment in the hereafter, what about? This is a general discussion, subhanallah, and at the same time we want to strengthen our iman. There's no use you're forgiving the people of the dunya, your friends, your relatives, for the sake of Allah, but you have hatred in your heart for the Ashabi, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's hatred in the heart for the companions of the beloved, Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned by this great companion, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that the greatest and holiest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had said, you should fear Allah Azza wa Jal for the rights of my Ashab, for the rights of my
companions.
Have the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not criticize them after me. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, have fear for Allah Azza wa Jal. Do not criticize them after me. The one who held them near and dear, meaning the Ashab and the companions of the Holy Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he did so out of my love. If you held the Ashab, the companions, close to your heart, it's because you love Allah the Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. And then the one who had hatred and malice towards them, Allahu Akbar, it is as if he had hatred towards me, towards Allah the Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. And the one who persecuted them, it is though he has persecuted me. The one who has inflicted pain on me, surely inflicted pain on Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And indeed, the one who has did this to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, he will be punished in the dunya as well as in the akhirah. So from this we learn that Sadr al-Afadil Allama Muhammad Sayyid Muhammad Na'imuddin Muradabadi Ali Rahmatullahi al-Hadi has said, a Muslim must respect the Sahaba Radwanullahi Ta'ala Alim Ajma'in and show intense devotion and love for them from not only the tongue but rather from the heart, from the bottom, from the depths of the heart. Their love is the love of the beloved and blessed Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam. And the ill-fated man who talks with disrespect about the status of the Sahaba Ikram, Allahu Akbar, he is the enemy of Allah's Rasul and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It is for this reason, Ala Hazrat Azim al-Barkat, Imam Ahl-Sunnat, Parwana Shabi'i Risalat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Alayhi Rahmatul Rahman, had said so beautifully, summarizing the love and the fellowship of the Sahaba Ikram. He says so beautifully in his poetry, he says, Ahle Sunnat kahe beeda paar Ashabe huzoor.
Subhanallah.
Ahle Sunnat kahe beeda paar Ashabe huzoor. Are najm hai aur naav hai itrat rasoolullah ki, najm hai aur naav hai itrat rasoolullah ki. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, the point that we want to bring here is this, that first comes aqeedah, the belief part. Make this mazboot, make this strong. First, learn to love. We should love the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his companions, all those who are connected and close to him. And then, inshallah, when you will develop that kind of love and muhabba, when you are going to be intoxicated in that muhabbat, then you will learn how to forgive your family relatives, your family members. They did wrong to you, for the pleasure of Allah, forgive them.
You know, people in position of leading positions of knowledge, they also fall sick to this.
Allah.
Evil.
Hatred. Look at that.
Can you imagine that we hate each other? You are preaching, I'm preaching. Sometime amongst Muballighin, you know, we have this type of
concept.
You know, like grouping. Or maybe that group of scholars or this group of Muballighin or this group of Imams, they hate that group of Imams. They all ashik Rasul, all lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, but they have hated for each other.
Allahu.
Always you find them fighting in some gathering, by pen, by book, by shouting, by the mic, each one shouting at each other, showing hatred towards each other, building up enmity and hatred and love for your fellow Muslim brother. This is a trick of Shaitan. And Shaitan wants to tackle those people with knowledge of deen. Those with knowledge of deen, he wants to tackle them and build up these type of diseases, these internal diseases, the hatred, the disease of the heart. We have to be careful because these are damages for the dunya, for the qabr and the hereafter. I've got a narration here actually from this booklet of Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat. It says, some people came to Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala and said,
Subhanallah,
we went for Hajj. Another man also was with us, means a companion, they were in Hajj together and they were on the way. When we reached the place called Zat al-Sifa, a man passed away.
Achcha.
We arranged his funeral and we dug the grave to bury him.
Allah.
Which, alhamdulillah, azza wa jalla, this is the rights of the deceased. And when we were laying him into the qabr to rest, we found that this qabr was infested with black snakes.
Allah.
We immediately abandoned the qabr and dug another qabr. And all of a sudden, we all almost finished and ready to put the body in the qabr. Another group of black snakes came. We therefore delayed his burial and we went to for some advice to Al-Sayyidina Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, and he said, result, this is the hatred he kept in his heart towards others. Go and bury him in the same grave. Allahu Akbar. He had malice. He had hatred for his fellow Muslim brothers. Dear Islam, did you see that even if a person who went on a holy pilgrimage towards Makkah al-Mukarramah for the purpose of Hajj was buried in a grave full of black snakes due to hatred that he kept towards his fellow Muslims. This parable is actually an eye-opener, Mawlana.
Indeed. I mean, look at
that. You know, just for this internal disease, hatred, I mean, we all are stuck with this sickness of hatred. And if we are caught in this spider, this web, and imagine on that day we were in the qabr and we are going to punish just because we hated a person in the dunya and we never forgave him. And we are looking for destruction for the qabr and the hereafter. I think, you know, these are actually examples of Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat gives us in his booklet. But examples for you to learn. Examples for me to learn, for us all to learn. That this is not for us. Hatred is only for hate for the pleasure of Allah and love for the pleasure of Allah. But if you're hating for your own pleasure, then we're going to be in destruction. We are going to be in difficulty, my dear friends and viewers of Madin Channel. And if you go down to our website, www.dawudislami.net, a book is consisting of about 85 pages on this topic, malice and hatred, by Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat. Alhamdulillah, it is in various languages. I mean, in this small time, we can't cover most of the stuff, Mawlana, but we can cover a few points. You got something else for the viewers of Madin Channel?
Kash, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability. Oh, gosh, we build up this jazba and enthusiasm of understanding why we need to change ourselves. Who doesn't want Jannah? Who doesn't want to go to paradise? So easily we ask for it, but we haven't worked towards it. So the solution is this, that our role model, the best of role models, is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As the Quran says, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُصْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, the best example, the lifestyle example, is in the seerah, is in the lifestyle of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So, if one wants to be the best husband, you want to know how to respect your spouse, don't want to have malice against her, you don't want to have hatred against her, you don't want to have enmity towards her, then study the seerah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. You want to be a good brother? You want to be a good uncle? You want to be a good son? You want to be a good daughter? You want to be a good Muslim?
Good scholar.
Good scholar. Good alim. Good preacher. Every example is in the life of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ala Hazrat farmate in isi wajah se. That is why Sayyidi Ala Hazrat says, Sabse ola ala hamara nabi sabse bala ala hamara nabi अपने मौला का प्यारा हमारा नबी, अपने मौला का प्यारा हमारा नबी, दोनों आलम का दूल्हा हमारा नबी, सबसे औला आला हमारा नबी, सबसे बाला आला हमारा नबी। क्या खबर कितने तारे खिले छुप गए, क्या खबर कितने तारे खिले छुप गए, क्या खबर कितने तारे खिले छुप गए, पर न डूबे न डूबा हमारा नबी, सबसे औला आला हमारा नबी, सबसे बाला आला हमारा नबी।
So dear Islamic brothers and viewers of my channel, we are at the end of our discussion. Please, it is a motherly request. Try to remove this sickness from the heart. Hatred, malice, jealousy. These are the things will destroy you, destroy me, it'll destroy our families, going to destroy our qabr, and destroy our hereafter. And in order to learn more about these type of topics in order to motivate us towards goodness, actually it's a motivation towards goodness and to stop people from badness, then you have to keep in good company.
Somebody, on the same token, Maaf, before we wind up, does Dawat Islami provide any solution where we can travel together, perhaps rectify and reform ourselves?
This is why our Madani Maq said, I must strive to rectify myself and the people of the whole world. To rectify ourselves, Alhamdulillah, we're filling the Madani Namat card, which is taking account of ourselves on a daily basis. And to rectify the people of the whole world, we travel on the Madani Kaflas. And in Madani Kafla, you'll get rectification. Believe me, for those who travel in Madani Kafila, they become addicted to it. They want, every month they're waiting for 3 days, 12 days, they want to move in the Kafilas. So the more you travel in the Kafilas, the more you get travel in the Kafilas, the more you'll be rectified, the more you'll be rectified, and the more these type of sicknesses, like hatred and malice, jealousy, will be removed from our hearts. Allah karam. Aisa kare tuch pe jahan mein. Ae daawat islami teri doom machi ho. Ameen. بجاه نبي الأمين صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم.
Don't be deceived by it. You have not seen the deceiving one. Deceiving one. For the nerves is